emergency physician and Columbia University professor Dr. Sione Freyu and NPR science correspondent Rob Stein are with us to answer more of your questions about testing and COVID-19. Next, we go to Shabnam in Seattle. Let's listen.
I had a friend who originally tested negative and then a couple of days later was admitted to the hospital and received a positive test. And I found a post from a nurse online who said that 25% of the tests result in false negatives. So I'm just wondering how true that is.
And I really appreciate this listener wanting to know what's true, not just because of what she saw online. So, Rob, another area of great interest, false negatives. What do we know?
Yeah, so, you know, no test is foolproof, and this test isn't either. So it can sometimes miss someone who is infected. You know, that can happen for lots of different reasons. It could be there wasn't enough virus at the time to get picked up by the test. It could be that the sample wasn't taken quite right. And I've seen a range of estimates for how often that might happen from the coronavirus test, but it's definitely the case that a negative test doesn't 100% guarantee someone isn't infected or, you know, won't get infected the next day.
And I have this question from Ellen from Maine, who asks, I heard Dr. Fauci say the only way a recovered person would know if they cannot pass on the virus is to have two negative tests within 24 hours. Is that so? Dr. Freyu, I'm going to go to you on this. Is that so?
So initially, that is the recommendation for hospitals discharge patients from the hospital. But of course, again, lots of things are driven by the amount of resources. And I kind of want to go back to what we talked about earlier when it comes to kits. The governor and also the president talked about making more tests available. But when we do have the testing kits available, now we're running out of swabs. And so what Dr. Fauci said initially was what a lot of hospitals were practicing. But over time, it's changing. If patients do feel well, and if they have no symptoms, we are telling them to go home and continue to self-isolate. So that has changed over time.
So, Dr. Freyu, have you had a chance? I recognize that you're really busy just with the present moment, but have we learned anything about testing from other countries that have also been hit hard?
Yeah, I would say looking at places like South Korea, just when we look at the testing, South Korea, Italy, they were very aggressive with the testing, especially South Korea at the very beginning. And if we just look at the numbers, and initially, like South Korea tested over 400,000, Italy over 600,000, and U.S. were just about touching close to 1 million. But when you look at the numbers per capita, which is per the million tests, per the million population, U.S. lags behind Italy, Germany, and South Korea. So one of the lessons, and I think the WHO and several other countries have mentioned the aggressive testing that happened in South Korea and Singapore, how it helped. So very early on, they identified these clusters. And South Korea, that's one of the places to start this drive-through testing that the U.S. later on replicated. And they've been able to contain the spread of the disease. They identified the clusters, and they were able to contain the spread of the disease without having to institute a lockdown. And I understand now, like, New York is very, very late, but I think other states can learn and especially use this window of opportunity to take action.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your expertise. That's Dr. Sione Freyu, and NPR's Rob Stein was also with us. Thank you both so much for joining us, and we do hope you'll come back. If you have questions we want to help, go to npr.org/national conversation. Please stay with us.